When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. .com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it's the third, it's the second Sunday of the month, and that typically means it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, so that means gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is here. And all the way from Mount Shasta. Good morning again, Robin.
Good morning. And I'd like to remind people that 27 years ago today, I had a near-death experience. And I do have a book I'm offering for free on my website, robinalexis.com. You can just click on the link that says Robin's Song. And one of the things you'll read about in that book is the near-death experience I had.
But that wasn't, you didn't have just one. Was this the third one you had?
That was my third one, yes.
Was that the biggest? Or the most?
No. No, I think the first one was, actually.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense.
But still, that one was huge. Very, very, very interesting one. So,
well, do we say, what, happy anniversary?
Yeah, it's pretty neat, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that I survived. I'm excited.
All right. And so you can access the free ebook.
Yes.
By just going to your website, robinalexis.com.
Yes, and click on the little icon that says Robin's Song, read for free.
Okay. And then you also have this abundance prayer and invocation that you channeled for free on Facebook, right?
Yes, facebook.com/mysticradio with no space between mystic and radio. And I'm offering an MP3 audio that you can listen to. It's a violet flame prayer to transmute and delete debt and to invoke abundance into our lives. And many of us are listening to it 7 times in a row Martha and I are going to listen to it for 70 days in a row. But other people have already done it for a week, and people are noticing a difference. Martha and I spoke about it at the beginning of Animal World, that we have definitely seen shifts. So we welcome you to join us in creating affluence.
All righty. So we are going to continue on here. And before I get back to these animals and the news stories that we saved, I'm going to try to cruise through those very quickly so we can get to all the Pleckner stuff. Because I do, you know, promise to answer some listener emails. I did get a listener question, although, well, she listens, but she also does our call screening. It's from Kathy. And it was good enough. She thinks it's a dumb question, but I thought it was good. And see, she just didn't know. Now she says, oh, yeah. I thought it was worth reading to you and see if Robin has a different take on this. But Kathy said, hi, Martha. Just curious on your opinion of artificial animal prints on shoes and bags, etc. Silly, I know, to ask, but I was just shopping yesterday and was wondering if it is in bad taste. And I said, well, my opinion is I love artificial animal prints on shoes and bags and faux fur, because the quality has improved so much, you can have those things and not be using real animals. So I think it's a good thing. But I thought we'd find out what Robin thinks.
Yeah, I feel the same thing, that by seeing animal prints, it reminds you that there are animals on the planet, and that knowing about them and cherishing them, it's part of what makes life wonderful.
And there, and the nice thing is there's plenty of good fake stuff now that you don't have to do the real stuff. So I wear faux fur all the time. And some of it is so good you can machine wash it. And that's really nice. You don't have to do animals. Okay. And then we've got another email, but it's all full of Plechner questions from Bob. And if I'm going to tell you about G-Man, we're going to have to do that. But let's go back to these news stories from last week. And Robin, I think you were listening last week, so I think you probably have some tune in. But we did it was a good news story with kind of a question mark. And this was about the dog named Kabang, who saved his two kids in the Philippines from being hit by a motorcycle, because he ran in front of the motorcycle to save the two little girls, but his upper snout was pulled off, cut off, and bless his heart, he survived. And they've been receiving donations, and then he's going to apparently be flown, or he's going to come up to the veterinary school at the University of California at Davis to have the surgical repair. And we just kind of felt like, well, let's tune into the energy and see how Kabang is doing, and how does he feel about this, and does he want this surgery, and does he, or did you get anything, or do you get anything from Kabang?
Well, I don't know if you know, but I got knocked off and I just got back on, so I didn't even hear what you were just talking about.
Oh, okay. So you were gone.
I was gone, so I don't know what that means.
Well, you were listening last week, weren't you, about the dog in the Philippines that jumped in front of the motorcycle and saved the two little girls?
So is the question, does this dog want surgery or not?
Yeah, his name is Kabang.
He does.
He does want the surgery. Okay, that's what we wanted to know, what you got. Because I didn't have it's a horrible photograph to look at, seeing him without an upper muzzle and only the lower muzzle. But his energy actually looks good to me, and I didn't get that, he shouldn't be alive. You know, I didn't get that he needed to go. So you're supporting that, saying, yes, he wants the surgery.
Yes.
Cool. All righty. But, okay, so I don't know if Christine, if you put him up on the Facebook page, that's great. But since Kabang wants the surgery, we need Kabang, hero dog that lost his snout to save the little girls in the Philippines. Let's put him up on Facebook as well. Okay, the other thing I wanted that I had concern about was the smoking orangutan in Jakarta, Indonesia. Her name is Tori, and she's a 15-year-old orangutan, and people have been throwing cigarettes into her habitat for like 10 years, and she picks them up and smokes them. And so they have now moved her away. They've put her in a different area so that people can't do this anymore. But my concern was, you know, that she's been smoking these lit cigarettes that people have been throwing her for like 10 years. And they just, like cold turkey, put her in another place. And I'm wondering, can you get a read on her and her energy and how she's doing with this?
Well, you're right. She did enjoy smoking them. But then the other question I'm hearing her say is, if you didn't want me to smoke them, what took you 10 years to take them away from me? So she's kind of disgusted, and rightfully so, and is going through what she's going through. But yeah, I mean, that's just such a disgusting story.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I thought that putting Tori, the smoking orangutan, in her new habitat up on the Facebook page so we could send her some love and light.
Yeah, she's saying it's kind of like the people who are giving alcohol to the puppy. It's like, don't you have anything better to do than to entertain yourself by giving things to animals that you've been giving to your young and ruining everybody and everything? You couldn't just, you know, end it with destroying your own young. You had to, like, bring it to the other species.
Yeah. All right, so prayers for Tori in Jakarta. All right, we put this in the good news, but then, you know, for me, there was a big question mark about whether this really, are we supposed to be doing this or not? And this is the albino lion cubs born in Laurel Animal Park. That's a zoo in Mexico. They had to be removed from the first time mother Noombi and put in an indoor den, and they're being hand fed by the zookeepers and hand raised. Very distinct personalities by 5 days old. The zookeepers will continue to hand feed them until they're 3 months old, and then they get moved on to chicken and red meat. But here it says, in the case of the white lions, the male lion has been in the park for 3 years and the female lion for 2 years and 3 months. They're from South Africa. And South Africa will only find the species in specific reserves as their color prevents their natural hiding techniques from hunters. Remember that the animals depend on their color as a camouflage in the environment to evade being hunted. So the white lions can easily be seen and rarely survive in natural environments. So they're saying that this particular zoo are breeding specialists to save this endangered big cats. And my question is, all right, so if these don't survive in the wild, are we serving a higher good by breeding them in captivity and trying to continue this species? What are you getting energy-wise on this one and from the white lions?
Well, believe it or not, I'm hearing yes, we are. I'm not getting the answer why, but I am hearing
so they're
yes.
Saying this is a good thing.
Yes, I am hearing that.
Okay. Well, that's what we needed to know from them is, are they okay with this? And is this serving a higher good in some way? And maybe it's bringing them to the attention of humans. And
I'm hearing it's that and more, but I'm not, again, getting real specifics. Maybe it will keep unfolding for me.
Well, let's see. The last white lion native to the Tembevati region of South Africa was seen in the wild in 1994, after which they were technically extinct outside captivity, decimated by poaching and loss of habitat. Well, so anyway, the white lions, they could go up on Facebook then. Okay, here's the interesting story. Did you hear the one last week, Robin, about all the different colored lobsters?
I did not catch that story.
Lobstermen report increase in rare colored crustaceans. And they're finding, well, normal lobsters are like a brown-green when they're alive. And, you know, they turn pink when you cook them. They're finding orange ones and blue ones and calico ones. And now, so here's the dilemma. Are we seeing more because the Twitter sphere is active and people get excited about colorful lobsters? Is it because we're actually seeing an upswing in them? Or is it just that we're catching more lobsters so we have the opportunity to see more?
I'm not getting that it's because we're catching more lobsters. I am getting it's global communication, and that there are more of them. But it doesn't feel like, I'm just scanning to see if there's like any like negative environmental thing, because that would have been my first thought.
Well, that was my first thought, is this an environmental thing that's causing them to be different colors?
Yeah, I am getting it's an environmental cause, but for some reason I'm not getting it's bad, which really goes against my left brain. Because
right. Well, that's why we tune into these things, to find out from the lobsters. And then Kathy said after the show last week, she was somewhere and some restaurant, and there was a whole tank of all kinds of all blue lobsters, right?
Wow.
Yeah, like tons of them.
Wow.
And they were saying, lobsters come in a variety of colors. The odds of catching a blue lobster are 1 in 2 million. But then Kathy said she saw a whole tank of them.
Yeah, so things are changing. What used to be unusual, I just don't think we can go by the old rules anymore.
Okay, the last one. Oh, let's see another one. Alaskans wonder where the king salmon have gone. And this is the king salmon apparently are what they most covet, you know, to feed themselves through the winter. And now they're having to go to other species because there just aren't very many left up there. And I'm assuming again that this is an environmental thing.
Yeah, this one I am feeling is very environmental, and there's just not that many of them anymore. It'll be interesting if they can regroup and come back again.
Does it feel like there's a chance of that, or is that completely dependent on what we do?
I'm hearing it's dependent on what we do. Now, that I would definitely put on Christina's love song page.
Okay, the Alaska king salmon.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, last one here. And this was bird flu caught by seals concerns researchers. 4 times in the past century, a new strain of flu has emerged that can spread quickly in humans. One of those strains, which emerged in 1918, killed an estimated 50 million people. So I'm wondering if this is just another scare thing or if there's really something to be concerned about here. And this is because they basically have discovered a strain of bird flu that seals picked up. And so they're thinking, that 5 seals carried the influenza, and there's been a few documented flu outbreaks in seals. And so they're wondering that the virus could spread from mammal to mammal, and will it eventually get to humans?
Well, again, I'm feeling a lot of hysteria, but I'm also feeling that there's a frequency right in there that sort of it could become a tipping point issue. So today is the first time when I've been on the air with you that I've seen so many like little subtle frequency shifts in the kind of the whole biosphere of the planet and the interaction of the species, which maybe that's because we're going to be talking about Plechner syndrome and the interaction of that between humans and cats and whatnot. But I don't know. It does seem like we better pay attention. Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, so that exhausts all of the animal situations that we were going to tune into. So now we can move on to Plechner syndrome. And usually we don't talk a lot about this on Robin and Martha Sundays. I usually talk more about this on the first Sundays of the month. And but I realized when I was asking, well, should we really go into it today? Or should I save it for Healing Sundays? And what I got is that there are a lot of people that only listen when you're on the show. So they only listen to the second Sundays. And then we got people like Bob, your other half, who's become a big fan, but only recently. And so he doesn't know anything about this.
That's right.
So he wrote a lot of questions here about Plechner syndrome and what is it and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to tell you that for the regular listeners, you know, they've heard all of this. But it seems appropriate to try to catch everybody up here. And I'll tell you that I've been following Dr. Plechner's work since the mid-80s when his first book crossed my desk at Green Lake Animal Hospital when I was managing that place. His first book was called Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And Dr. Al Plechner is the veterinarian who at that point and through that book brought food allergies in dogs to light. We didn't know about them, really. We weren't really dealing with them until the mid-80s. He That book was in two parts, all about food and food allergies, and the second part was all about this endocrine immune imbalance, which is now called the Pluckner syndrome. And he is the veterinarian that first introduced the idea of higher quality, simple formulas and hypoallergenic ingredients. He actually created the first lamb and rice formula for dogs. First venison and rice, first chicken and rice. He formulated the Nature's Recipe products, which came out in the mid-80s with Dr. Al's formulation. He did the first vegetarian diet for dogs. And he brought the concept to light that consistent exposure to the same ingredient is what causes allergies. And so he taught us about rotation and all of that. So that's what got all me hooked. I had golden retrievers. They, of course, are very food sensitive, prone to allergies, had hot spots all the time. Once I learned Dr. Al's stuff and started simple, higher quality foods, rotating ingredients, never had a hot spot again in all of my golden retrievers. And I can't tell how many animals I helped. All right, the second half was all about this endocrine immune imbalance. It wasn't perfected at that time. It was expensive and to diagnose and difficult and all of that. It wasn't until 2002, just before I came back on the air here at KKNW, or as I was coming back on the air at KKNW, it's a woo-woo story because I learned so much from Dr. Al in the mid-80s and all about the food and the allergies and all of this sort of stuff that I knew who he was. At coincidentally, his co-author, Marty Zucker, contacted me, said, we've written a new book from Dr. Al all about all of this stuff. It is now easily diagnosable and explainable and all that sort of thing. We can't find a publisher. We just sent it to... And this was, they sent it to New Sage Press. Maureen Michelson is the publisher there. They said, we just sent it to her. But anyway, something said to write you about it and see if you could help. Okay. Well, so I immediately said, yes, I'll do what I can. Maureen, I have been featuring her authors and books on this show for years and years. Had a contact. I emailed her immediately and said, Maureen, I've been following Pluckner's work since the mid-80s. I haven't read the book. I don't know what's in it. But whatever he's written, publish it, publish it, publish it yesterday. Please do it now. Well, as the story unfolded, she called me and said, Martha, I had just received the manuscript and I had just finished reading it. She said, I didn't know what to do. I went into meditation and asked what I should do and that I needed a message as to whether or not I should publish it. I came out of meditation, I went and read my email, and there's your email that said, publish it, publish it, publish it. She said, I'm publishing it. That's how it all started, Bob. That was in the fall of 2002. I had Dr. Al on my radio show the first Sunday of December 2000. I mean, that was the fall of 2003. I had him on the first Sunday, Vet Sunday of December. We talked all about the book, and the book is called, and this is if you want to know all the details and the most definitive explanation and what this is all about, because I can't give it to you in 30 minutes on the radio. The book is Pets at Risk. The subtitle is From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies to an Unsuspected Epidemic. Now, I just heard from Dr. Al yesterday in an email that is now being sold at Amazon.com again, but be careful. I didn't have a chance to search it and look at what they're charging. You can get it directly from the publisher, NewSagePress.com, and it's $13.95. It's paperback. It's not expensive. NewSagePress.com, order Pets at Risk by Dr. Al Pluckner. You can go to his website, www.drpluckner.com. And that's PLECHNER.com. Read lots more stuff. He's got a new book on Amazon.com, but the definitive book with all the answers is Pets at Risk. Okay, I had him on the radio on that December, the first Sunday of December. We talked all about it. Towards the end of the show, And I had things going on. I had my Annie Golden rescue with all kinds of behavior and physical problems. I had my Abyssinians, Scooty, G-Man, and Jilps. G-Man and Jilps, the Blue Abbeys, had all kinds of problems. Annie had fear and aggression and some physical stuff. G-Man and Jilps had chronic stomatitis in their mouths, inflammation, inflammatory bowel, chronic urinary tract stuff. They had a lot of stuff going on. My horse, Dan, was 28 years old and was dying. I had moved to take care of my father after my mom died, and Dan tanked when he got moved from my farm. He looked like an old skinny dairy cow, a skeleton with skin on him. My vet at the time, Dr. Mike Saluski, equine vet, went to see him and said, Martha, did blood tests and all of that, said, Martha, your horse is dying of cancer. There's nothing I can do to help him. When you're ready to put him down, call me and I will come. I moved him back down to my old neighborhood in Salton. The owners where I boarded him were appalled when they saw him. He immediately, when he ran in the field, broke a bone in his knee. It would not heal. By that December, when Dr. Al did my show, Dr. Mike had re-x-rayed Dan's knee, and after 6 weeks, there was no healing occurring. Dan was absolutely beside himself at being confined. He hated it. He was protesting. He had to be hand-fed. He looked like a skeleton. It was awful. I was being forced to make a decision to put him down. In the last few minutes of the show, I just told Dr. Al Dan's story. And he said, Martha, I don't think your horse is dying of cancer. I think he was old. I think he was emotionally really traumatized to leave you and the farm. And I think it tanked him into the Pleckner syndrome, this endocrine immune imbalance. I think you should test him. And as Dr. Al always says, it never hurts to test. And it's a simple blood test panel. There's only one lab in the country that can do it, but any vet can draw the blood and send to this lab. You can have the results within a week. I got out of the show that Sunday. I ran on. I called Dr. Mike. I said, get out here to draw blood. He said, well, I'll do the test, but because it's you. We drew the blood. Within a week, Dan, the test came back. He was classically imbalanced. Well, the treatment is different. This particular endocrine immune disorder, I'll explain it to you after the break, underlies pretty much all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and people. The treatment is a little bit different depending on what kind of a suit you're in. For horses, it's just thyroid supplementation, which is a cheap powder you put in the food. Okay, I talked to Dr. Al. He said, put the horse on thyroid. It's powder you put in his breakfast. I went to talk to Dr. Mike Saluski. He said, all right, Martha, because it's you, I will prescribe the thyroid. But as I'm standing there in the office with him, he put his hands on my shoulders and he said, but you need to know your horse is dying of cancer. I don't want you to get your hopes up, but I'll prescribe the thyroid. Off I went to the farm. Dan went on thyroid, and I tell you, within 5 weeks, 180-degree turnaround. He gained all of his weight back. He started eating again. He lost no more teeth. His bone healed in his legs, and Dan was back. Okay, and he lived to be 34 years old without any problems. And I ended up euthanizing him because he was so old, he just couldn't go any farther. Nothing to do with Pleckner syndrome. Okay, after that, we tested my cat, my golden Annie Golden. We tested my Abyssinians. They all had it. That's when Dr. Bill Burlingame got involved because he was one of my, you know, Vet Sunday vets for so many years. He doesn't have a lot of ego. He's open to exploring new things. And he said, well, he was willing to test my animals. And then because of a physical problem that G-Man had, a parasite, I allowed Bill to try everything he could try to treat and get rid of this parasite that he knew how to do in current veterinary medicine. He was unable to touch it or make a difference. We tested G-Man. He had the imbalance. We put him on treatment. All went away. everything went away with my cats. No more gingivitis, no more stomatitis, no more urinary tract infections, no more inflammatory bowel, no more parasites. Everything went away. So that's the beginning. Now, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors so we don't run out of time on there, because I can't give you this programming without them. Then when we come back, I'm going to answer all of Bob's questions. We'll put this all together now, and then I will tell you how I messed up the detail with my G-Man and why he needs your help and prayers right now. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
I'm Gary Manns.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a nice, normal couple doing paranormal talk radio.
If you're interested in ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, astrology, angels, or the afterlife.
In other words, if you're like us, wired for weird.
Tune in to the experts who join the A-Team of Alternative Talk every week.
That's Manns and Mitchell, Friday mornings at 10 and Saturdays at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a Robin and Martha Sunday, gifted Mount Shasta mystic and co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin. Alexis is here. Robin, are you connected?
I am here, and I want to remind people they can come to robinalexis.com and get my free book, Robin Song, Treasure Your Soul's Wisdom. It's right on the homepage.
All right, and stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And right now I'm kind of addressing Bob. Mm-hmm. Robin's other half and all his questions about Pluckner syndrome. We only have 20 minutes. I'm going to have to cruise really fast. I don't have any idea how we can get to all of this. But I want to let you know that you can, for those of you that want to know more, go to newsagepress.com, order Pets at Risk. For if you have animals and if you're human, you need to read this book. Bottom line. Okay, go to www.drpluckner.com to read more. Go to Animal World or MarthaNorwalk.com and click on the audio archives on my homepage. Scroll down to the very bottom, and the very first show we archived was a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. And I've saved every Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner in the archives, so you can start listening to those if you want to hear more of Al and the stories and all of that. All right, so Bob's first question is, how did Dr. Pluckner discover it? Okay, long story short, he always had an interest in endocrine immune stuff. The guy is brilliant. Got out of vet school, started his practice. And any of you that have animals know that they get allergies and skin problems, flea bites, hot spots. The treatment is to give them an injection of cortisone as an anti-inflammatory, and that stops the reaction. But then you can't give it to them for very long, because then they seem to have a negative reaction to it. And that's where all the bad reps for cortisone came, because if you give it too long, it builds up and you get negative side effects. That's why everybody thinks cortisone is wrong. Well, what they haven't told us about cortisone is the fact that cortisol is a normal hormone put out by our adrenal glands that we need to have healthy and in the right amount to have healthy bodies. So there's nothing wrong with cortisol in and of itself. It's how we use it and how it's developed a bad reputation. So Dr. Al, instead of just following treatment protocol you learned in school, dog has allergy or hot spots, give it a shot of cortisone and it'll get better. He wanted to know why the injection of cortisone worked in the first place. And his idea was, could it be funding a depletion or in about a lack of cortisol in the dog's body? That's what started him, and that's what led him to the discovery of Pluckner syndrome. So Bob's next question is, what is it? Well, it's a basic endocrine immune imbalance. It starts in the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands are either not putting out enough cortisol, or the cortisol coming out is defective in some way, so it's not recognized by the body properly and responded to. So the lack or defective cortisol causes the adrenal glands to spit out estrogen. And it's not ovarian estrogen, and that's all that medicine tests for. So this isn't an estrogen girl disease. That's why it can affect all animals, dogs, cats, horses, humans, male, female, spayed, neutered, doesn't matter, has nothing to do with ovaries. This is adrenal estrogen, okay? The estrogen gets high enough, the estrogen starts binding other hormones in the body, particularly thyroid hormones, and by binding, it prevents them from working. Once that happens, the antibodies in the body begin to deplete, and then what happens to the individual, dog, cat, horse, or human, depends on the individual. That's why the title of the book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Guaranteed, if you have allergies, and this is if your dogs have allergies, skin problems, get hot spots, allergic reactions of any kind, and that's humans too, you've got the imbalance. You don't get allergies unless you have this imbalance. We know that so far. Any patient, human or animal, ever tested with cancer has this imbalance. Okay, the signs that's what it is. And so there's a blood test panel that Dr. Al created. It's called an EI1, tests total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4, which are thyroid hormones, and then antibodies, IgA, IgM, IgG. Now, the IgA is the most important antibody because that is the IgA is the hormone that keeps, or is the antibody that keeps mucous membranes healthy. And that's what tanks the intestinal tract, gets you the inflammatory bowel stuff, gets you the gingivitis, the gum disease, and all the organ-type problems that happen with this syndrome. That's the basic syndrome. The test is the same whether you're dog, cat, horse, or human. You're looking for high estrogen, low or normal cortisol. The thyroid hormones can test normal, but if they're bound, they're not working. And then low antibodies. Then the treatment, he says, what's the treatment for dogs, cats, horses, and humans, and what are the symptoms? Well, for cats, I've told you, you've heard that kind of the red flag for cats is what's called a gingival flare. And that's a gingivitis, a red line at the bottom of their gums, at the top of their teeth. That's a red flag for cats, sometimes for dogs. For humans, one of the red flags is you start to lose the outer third of your eyebrow. Don't always have it, but that's it. And then, of course, some of the diseases. Well, it can be cancer, it can be allergies, it can be inflammatory bowel, it can be seizures, it can be extreme, it can be behavior stuff, extreme and irrational aggression or fear, a lot of the emotional stuff, a depression, a lot of the emotional stuff that's related to thyroid imbalances. So all of this kind of stuff is related. And Robin, is this making sense to you, how he discovered it? What is it?
Absolutely,
the effects,
yes.
Okay, the symptoms. How do those symptoms vary in cats, dog, horses, and humans? Now, the treatment also varies. I told you, horses, is because they tend to run high cortisol. So horses generally only get thyroid. Cats tend to run high thyroid. So cats generally only get cortisone. Dogs and humans get cortisone and thyroid. And here's the big key. Remember I told you, we give cortisone, but say, oh, don't give too much or too long, because then you get negative side effects. You get the negative side effects because it builds up in the system. And that's because with the Plechner syndrome, the metabolism isn't working well enough to metabolize out the cortisol every day as it should. So that's why the thyroid supplement is needed. If you give thyroid supplement along with the cortisol, if you're funding an imbalance, then there is no buildup because the thyroid medication helps to metabolize out the cortisol. So that's huge. Now, he asked last month, you know, why don't vets recognize this and so forth? Well, because it involves cortisone, Dr. Plechner's been made out to be a quack, and if anybody, most vets don't even know about it, haven't heard about it, haven't read the book. Many won't read the book because they think it's quackery. But I'll tell you, you know, I've known since the 80s. That's true. I'll tell you, it has saved all of my animals. I told you the first Sunday of the month, all of the stuff that's going on with all my new family of Abyssinians, all the signs and symptoms that they had, everything that's balanced as a result of all of this. And that's kind of where it all stands. Now, I will do more of this on the first Sunday of the month coming up. I do have to tell you that we will not have a Martha and Robin Sunday on the second Sunday of September, because I'm taking 2 weeks off in September, the second and third Sundays. And that has to do with my yogi work and stuff, special stuff going on that I won't be here for. So Kim and Kevin will be here 2 weeks in September. But we'll continue this more, you know, as the show goes on. Now, lately here, what's going on with G-Man, I'll tell you quickly, is that if you all heard the story of my cats, when I started getting the young Abyssinians, G-Man saying, I'm old, I want a new Abyssinian suit. We got, you know, he wanted to leave and come back as a new one, and then he decided that he was going to stay. But he's over 15 years of age, and he had serious Pleckner syndrome for like 7 or 8 years of his life before we discovered there was a way to diagnose it and treat it when Al was on my radio show. So a lot of the damage was already done to his body before he got treatment. So it's kind of a miracle that he's alive at 15, going on 16. Well, he had told us earlier, Robin and I, that he wanted to stay for another year. And Kim Miller, he also told her that he was probably going to stay for another year, which would mean, you know, next June or so. Well, in the last several months, his body's been deteriorating. We've found with elderly cats that even though they get their oral cortisone every day, that as their bodies get older, they need an injection of cortisone from time to time because that bypasses the gut, gets into the system easier, and they need it periodically to stay in balance. Well, G-Man had stopped getting his regular injections every 3 or 4 months when he said he was leaving. Well, when he said he was staying, I forgot to start them up again. So he did tank, a couple months ago. Got him in for an injection right away. And G-Man is most susceptible in his urinary tract. And when his estrogen goes up, his IgA antibody goes down, he gets urinary tract infections. That's the first sign that he's tanking. That did happen. Got him in, got injections, got him on antibiotics. He came out of it. He was doing much better. When I put him back on orals, this is where I screwed up big time. And I didn't know it until this morning. And because I just emailed Robin last night that he was tanking again, something was really wrong. And Robin and I have been knowing this for a while, that he was getting worse, not better. Well, when it was time to put him back on oral medication, he's supposed to be getting I had switched from one version of cortisone. I was giving prednisone. I switched to prednisolone because it's easier on the body, and I have to give more pills. And G-Man, for probably the last 5 years or more, was getting 2 pills a day. Well, of the new version of the cortisol, he's supposed to get 4. Well, when I put him back on the orals, Robin, I screwed up. I've been giving him 2. So I've only been giving him half the dose of cortisol he's supposed to be getting. That's why he's tanking. Well, I found that out this morning, so I gave him a big dose early this morning, give him more, and Robin and I will tune in off the air and see how we can pull him out of this. But that's the problem. He wasn't getting enough of the cortisol, so that's why he's tanking at this point. And I gave him, Robin, I gave him 5 pills this morning, first thing, before I left. To hope that that would amp him up a bit. And I'm thinking I'll maybe even give him more when I get home. I don't know what you're getting from him.
Well, after the story that you spoke about Dan the horse and the transformation he experienced, I would think that if G-Man is meant to come out of this, he is going to come out of this with this medication.
Well, the question is whether or not I need to give him injections again. But if his system is functioning, the oral will get in there and can do the job. But that's kind of what I need your help in figuring out.
I'm getting his system is functioning.
Okay. So then it'll just be how much, because I kind of got to give him another dose when I got home. But I don't know what you...
I'm not getting a yes on that. I'm hearing let him stabilize what you've given him.
Okay.
And
if I just get him back up to the right amount again, or maybe tonight, give him some more. Okay, well, we can powwow on that because there is some huge stuff going on with this Pleckner stuff going on. And so here in a nutshell, got to cruise, only have 5 minutes. with all this Pleckner stuff, with all the Abyssinian kittens, you know, my 5 new ones, or my 5 Abbeys with Pleckner syndrome, and all the 4 of the new ones have it. Robin and I, off the air, you know, we work together on a regular basis. We decided to see what could we do on an energetic level, a metaphysical level. Could we heal this Pleckner syndrome? And we have been working on it together for months. Okay. working on this, and we've learned all kinds of stuff. We actually were able to trace back the beginning when it started in humans, and we've been doing our thing. I have a Thunder Egg grid on my property that we're using to transmit all this stuff, and Robin was hopeful that with the work that we do, we just heal it all in dogs, cats, horses, and humans. I've felt all along that no, what we just talked about recently, as I said, I feel like the work that we're doing energetically will stabilize it on an energetic level, which will then allow the third dimensional cure to come through. Because right now there is no cure for this Pleckner syndrome. There is only replacement therapy. Once you diagnose it and treat it, you have to give them, they get replacement therapy for the rest of their lives. We, of course, want to cure it. So then we thought, well, and it's likely that if a cure is going to come through third dimensionally, synchronicity and no coincidence and all that sort of stuff, and if you look at all of this and how it's been guided all this time, well, I figured, and I told Rama, I said, I think it's likely the cure will come through Dr. Bill Burlingame, you know, our animal world vet and my vet and the one that works, you know, because Dr. Bill knows more about Pleckner syndrome than probably any other vet in the country than Dr. Al himself. Well, okay, so I'm up at the vet a couple of weeks ago, up at Dr. Bill's place for another reason, helping clients. I'm out in the parking lot getting ready to leave. It's the middle of a Monday afternoon, usually a busy time. I'm talking to this person, and Dr. Bill comes out to the parking lot. Weird that he had time to do it. And he came out to just say, hey, you know, I went to a seminar this weekend over in Idaho about lasers. And the guy is working with the endocrine immune system. And he said, I think this might really be important. So at that point, I heard in my head, tell him what you and Robin are doing finally. Because Dr. Bill's not all into that woo-woo stuff so much. So I try to keep it to a minimum with him, although he knows what's going on and what we do. I said that I explained Robin and I have been working on this, yada yada, and that we think that we're healing enough and stabilizing enough energetically that the cure is going to come through, and it's probably going to come through you. So let's pay attention to this. And so Bill kind of gets excited. And then I said, something in my voice said, tell him about the DNA. And I wasn't going to tell him this because I don't really get it. But Robin and I got in a session, Robin, we got that the Pleckner syndrome energy is housed in the mitochondrial DNA. Well, we said, what? Mitochondrial? We don't even know what that is and all of that. And so we've sort of been working on that now. Well, I said that to Dr. Bill. His mouth about fell on the parking lot because he said, oh my gosh, the doctor who did the seminar said this laser is working on the mitochondrial DNA. Whoa! Okay,
I got
now.
Chills on
okay,
my arms.
Yeah, me too. And Kathy just did a holy crapololo. Okay, so he sends me the links about this laser. Then he sends me the link about the veterinary stuff. I hook onto it yesterday. I see that the veterinarian is doing it is a Dr. Bill Inman that used to be in Seattle and Lake City, who I connected with 20, 25 years ago when I was learning about stuff. And he was like Dr. Al, outside the box doing activator chiropractic stuff. He got run out of town by the AVMA. He's now in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, doing this work with lasers on the endocrine immune system. And where's Dr. Al Pleckner's home? Idaho. Holy moly, folks. So Dr. Bill and I are going to be tuning in on this tomorrow. We're going to be powwowing more. We're probably going to have to start a fundraising thing so we can buy one of these lasers to start treating animals here. And Robin and I will be keeping you informed about all of this stuff. And holy mackerel, I just talked our way all out of the show. So leave you with all of that. Get excited. Send energy that we're finding the cure. We'll keep you posted. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you when I get home.
Okay.
And Kathy, thank you. Mike, thank you. Stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. You'll get to hear the animals talking about Animal World. So I hope you'll listen. And next week, Kevin and Kim, I'll be back in two. So as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again.
Was brought to you by Jones and Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.